The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly, and Richmond Graduate University can equip you with everything you need as a licensed professional counselor while integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmont.edu. That's richmont.edu.
I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells,
about residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there,
and the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle, stories about life on the inside told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
For Monday, October 18th, 2021, it's The Brief from WABE. I'm Emil Moffitt. Atlanta's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the COVID-19 pandemic continues to slow nationwide. Sam Whitehead reports the latest data from Georgia's public health department show a similar trend.
The rolling average of newly confirmed coronavirus infections is down from a peak in late August and early September, both in Georgia and across the country. State hospitalization figures are also down to levels Georgia saw this time last year, just before the post-holiday surge. The Vaccine Advisory Panel to the CDC meets later this week to consider additional recommendations for COVID-19 vaccine booster doses. Last week, an advisory panel to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration endorsed booster doses of Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID-19 vaccine. It also recommended half-dose boosters for some people who received Moderna's vaccine. Sam Whitehead, WABE News.
A group of Democratic state lawmakers is pushing back against a plan for Buckhead to break away from the city of Atlanta. State Representative Betsy Holland is one of several Democrats who represents Buckhead. She says any split from Atlanta would have a negative economic impact on the city and would take Buckhead children out of Atlanta public schools.
If you rip the community of Buckhead out of the city, well, now that applies to our children too. If that happens, the burden to educate our children falls to Fulton County public schools, who have no infrastructure and no buildings anywhere in the community of Buckhead.
Republican state lawmakers who are backing Buckhead City plan to hold hearings next month. Meanwhile, we're entering the second week of early voting for the November city elections. Raul Bally reports voters in a number of counties are not just picking candidates, but are also casting ballots on a range of referenda.
In Fulton County, voters are being asked to extend a 1% sales tax for their school districts for 5 years. Also, Fulton County residents who live outside the city of Atlanta are voting whether to continue the 0.75% sales tax for transportation projects. Those include walking and biking trails along with congestion relief. In Henry County, voters are considering a new 1% sales tax for transportation. Voters in Cobb, DeKalb, and Forsyth counties are all deciding on 5-year extensions of their 1% sales tax for schools. Early voting and absentee voting is now underway. Election Day is November the 2nd. Raul Bally, WABE News.
Jury selection began today in Brunswick, Georgia, in the trial of 3 white men charged with murder in connection with the 2020 death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man. Travis McMichael, Gregory McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan also face federal hate crimes charges in the case. WABE's Lisa Hagan is in Brunswick and joins us now for the latest. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Emil.
So set the scene for us. What is day one like around the courthouse?
It's certainly a bit of a media circus outside. There are about 100 demonstrators outside who are all sort of leaning over on chairs, watching court TV on their phones, sort of monitoring what's going on. And what's happening today is the first day of jury selection, which actually just started this afternoon. The judge was going over some last minute reviews of the questions that lawyers were going to be asking to potential jurors in this case.
A lot of attention is being paid to the jury selection process. Why is this expected to be so contentious?
Well, you know, these are small communities down here on the coast, and the court officials have made sure to send out 1,000 jury summons. That's about 10 times the average number for trials in this area, I'm told. And the point is to make sure that no one knows personally either of the any of the defendants, of course, Arbery himself, and that they haven't already made up their mind about this case. And this was a nationally, you know, this case got national headlines for a while. And so finding people who are going to be able to be an impartial jury on this is going to be quite a challenge.
And what will some of the questions be that that are put to potential jurors that will kind of gauge how fit they are to be on this jury?
So there was a lot of sort of last minute arguing about that this morning, headed into jury selection. Some of the things that were left out are questions about, should anyone be shooting an unarmed person? How do you feel about being in a situation where you would have to shoot someone in the first place? What are your thoughts and associations with the group Black Lives Matter? The judge ruled not to include those in some cases because they were too broad, and he thought that other questions would get to those issues. What he is including are questions about the significance of the Confederate flag. Greg McMichaels did have a license plate that featured the old Georgia flag, which did have a Confederate stars and bars on it. So they will be allowed to ask questions of the associations that potential jurors may have about that.
So Lisa, how long is this jury selection process expected to take?
I've heard some estimates say that it could be up to 2 weeks. And I'll add that lawyers are saying that they're warning jurors that the trial itself may take up to a month and may even go beyond Thanksgiving.
And now once the jury and the alternates are set and the trial begins, what will be some of the central arguments that they'll be hearing from the prosecution and from the defense?
The state is going to be saying is, of course, that Ahmaud Arbery was an unarmed man jogging through a neighborhood, not committing a crime. They're going to probably bring up that there was not, in fact, a string of robberies as was alleged by the McMichaels. They're likely to bring up that Ahmaud Arbery was defending himself against two people who rolled up on him in a truck armed and meant him harm. And from the defense's side, you're likely to hear that this wasn't a racial incident. There's still some argument over whether or not the defendant's use of racial slurs is going to be included in the trial. There's still some argument, like I said, over whether or not the Confederate flag being on the license plate is going to be heard. So what you're going to hear from the defense is likely to be this was self-defense. They were out trying to defend, you know, what they thought was property that was under threat. But that's going to be up to the jury to decide, of course.
WABE's Lisa Hagan joining us from Brunswick, and we will definitely check back in with Lisa throughout the course of the next several weeks. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
Work stoppage in Georgia's film industry is off for now after film and TV workers reached a tentative agreement with producers just before a planned strike set for today. As Susanna Capelluto reports, the deal now needs to be ratified in the coming weeks.
According to the union that represents thousands of film and TV crew workers, the tentative agreement includes 10 hours of daily rest and a weekend of 54 hours. Crew members had complained about long, exhausting days on the job. The union also negotiated a 3% annual pay raise and a living wage for the lowest paid crew members. More than 98% of workers had voted to strike if an agreement could not be reached. A strike would have affected several productions in Georgia's entertainment industry. Susanna Capelluto, WABE News.
A group called Republicans for Voting Rights has launched a billboard campaign in Georgia and several other states that feature the image of former President Donald Trump alongside the words, "Trump lost, no more, quote, audits." The campaign is in response to some Trump supporters who are calling for further inspection of ballots from the 2020 election, similar to the review of what took place in Arizona earlier this year. The director of the group calls the reviews a waste of time and money.
Billboards are expected to be on display for several weeks. Georgia officials have repeatedly said for nearly a year that there is no evidence of widespread fraud in the 2020 elections. Wreck removal crews are now lifting the final section of the Golden Ray out of the St. Simon Sound. Molly Samuel reports the car carrier capsized on the Georgia coast more than 2 years ago.
Removing the giant wreck has been a big undertaking. Crews sliced the ship into eight enormous sections and have hauled them away piece by piece, along with the thousands of cars that the ship was carrying when it capsized. They began lifting the last section of the ship over the weekend. The pieces get partially dismantled nearby and then eventually shipped to a Louisiana recycling facility. Teams are collecting pieces of cars and soaking up oil sheens. The cleanup will likely continue even once the whole ship is out of the water. Molly Samuel, WABE News.
And finally today, the Atlanta Braves traveled to Los Angeles Monday with a 2-0 lead in the National League Championship Series. The two wins over the Dodgers over the past weekend at Truist Park both featured dramatic comebacks. Braves manager Brian Snitker marveled at his team's resilience.
If they got an out left or a strike left, as we've seen, they might make something happen. These guys just keep playing the game.
Game 3 is Tuesday afternoon at Dodger Stadium. That's it for The Brief. You can find more local news at our website, wabe.org. Lily Oppenheimer produced today's program. Our managing editor is Alex Helmick. In for Jim Burris, I'm Emil Moffitt. Have a great evening.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
The world is full of mysteries. Are ghosts real? Is that yogurt expired? Hey, the unknown can be scary, but when you donate to WABE, you know where your money is going. Your gift supports the journalism that keeps you informed and the programs that pull back the curtain on complicated stories. Help us make the world less mysterious. Become a member now. Go online to wabe.org/donate, and thanks.